Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1246. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos, and the writing is shir number 398. Okay, so the story is like this. We finish Shinoi Makom. We're going through various different halachas as we move into the halachas of if one washed for bread, when one would one have to remake another bracha during the course of the meal. But before that, we're going through some items which come before that. But okay, so to start off, in the previous year, we spoke about the fact that one has to eat a kazayas of bread, b'chdayachilas pras, under a four-minute period. In order, in other words, in order to establish the meal for Shinoi Makom, we know, and also not to have to make other brachas on the other foods, meaning that if one does not eat the kazayas of bread, b'chdei achilas pras, under a four-minute period, at some point during the meal, we'll see it doesn't have to be right away, but preferably it is right away, which we'll talk about, but be it as it may, at that point, basically what it means is that one has to make a bracha, all brachas before eating and after eating all the other foods. Meaning, in other words, if they eat a piece of chicken, they eat potatoes, they eat a piece of chicken, you have to make a shahakal before. Eat potatoes, you have to make a bar priya dhamma before, and you have to make a bar nefashis afterwards. All this is because of the fact, even though you ate a piece of bread, but it wasn't a kazayas, and even if you ate a kazayas, it was not bechtei achilas pras under a four-minute period. Okay, so therefore it's extremely important to make sure that one is eating the bread to make sure that they eat at least a gazayas in the right amount of time. Otherwise, one would have to make the bracha before, like we said, and the brachas afterwards, not just the foods and the drinks and everything else. Okay. I mean, in conjunction with if one is eating, if you eat chicken and you're eating, drinking soda, obviously you make one shahakal, and you're making one shahakal, and then you're making a bernefashis afterwards. You're not making a separate bracha on the food and then a separate bracha on the drinks, right? If it's the same bracha, you make one bracha. But that's not the point. The point is now we want to establish the fact that if you don't eat this kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, you're running into big problems. So therefore, another thing. It's also very important to eat it. It's important to try to eat two kazayisim. One for the meal, like we said, b'chdei achilas pras under the four-minute period. And there's another kazayis that one is supposed to eat for netilas edayim. When you wash netilas edayim, you're supposed to eat a separate kazayis, meaning two kazayisim altogether. One for the meal, one for netilas edayim. The kazayas for netilas edayim is allowed to be eaten b'di'evet up to 9 minutes. One should try to eat that kazayas also separately, but talking about separately. It doesn't have to be in the same 4 minutes. You'd have to eat two kazayasim in 4 minutes. One kazayas under the 4 minute period b'chdei achilas pras, which must be eaten. That must be eaten under the b'chdei achilas pras under the 4 minute period. The second kazayas should also be eaten in a separate 4 minute period, under 4 minutes. But b'di'evet, there are poiskim who are a little bit more lenient over there with the netilas yadayim, the kazayas that's eaten for netilas yadayim up to 9 minutes. Again, preferably one should try and eat that also under 4 minutes. Again, you know, each 4 minutes for one kazayas, 4 minutes for another. You don't have to pack it all in into 1 4-minute period. That's what I'm trying to say. But the first kazayas on the meal, that I want to stress, that must be eaten under a 4 minute period. Otherwise, you have problems of all the brachas and everything else. Therefore, another very important thing, it's also very important, it's not mandatory, but it is very important that one eats this kazayas before eating other foods. In other words, as soon as they wash, and we're talking about the first kazayas for the meal itself, right? As soon as they wash, to make sure to eat a kazayas of bread, matzah, challah, whatever it is a person's eating, before you start doing anything else. In other words, right after they made the bracha of hamotzi, to eat a kazayas. Again, it's not mandatory, but it's a very important thing. The various different issues which could arise if one does not eat that kazayas right away. So just to go through a couple of them. Firstly, and most importantly, one might just flat out forget to eat the kazayas in the right amount of time, right? If I don't eat it right away, I might just forget to do it during the course of the meal. And therefore, obviously, they'll be running into major problems of having to make a bracha before and after all the foods and drinks and so on. Another problem which could arise, if one does not eat the kazayas of bread right away, in a case they have to run out, let's say they ate less than a kazayas, they ate a little piece of bread, right? Less than a kazayas in the span of the 4 minutes and so on within conjunction with the shir, but they ate less than they have to eat, then for whatever reason they have to run out of the building, right? They have to go run to the friend's house, they're coming back in 15 minutes, whatever, but the problem is when they return, they would now have to make a new hamotzi. They would need a new hamotzi. Due to the fact that unless one eats a kazayas of bread in the proper amount of time, b'chdei achilas pras, under the 4 minute period, the halachas of Shinoi Makom apply, right? We've learned this in Shinoi Makom, that if you don't eat a kazayas zayis of bread b'chdeichilas pras. Now you have to run out, and you come back, you need a new hamoitzi. So forget about the other brachas, but you have to make a new hamoitzi. You have shinoi makom. So that's one problem. There are other problems which come up. Those are just a couple of the problems. There are other issues which come up. One last quick item. One has to make sure to be aware of if one also ate less than a kazayis, which is another issue. They have to know that if they're going to go on bench and they didn't eat the right amount of bread as far as the kazayis, bechtei achilas pras under the 4 minute period, then when they go to bench, each bracha that they'll be benching will be a bracha lavatala, right? Because if you didn't eat a kazayis of bread, you can't bench. If you can't bench, now I did bench, every bracha, all the brachas in benching are bracha lavatala. A bracha made in vain, so that's another issue. So a very, very important thing. It's one must eat the kazayis, but it's very important as much as possible to eat it right away and not to wait till like the middle of the meal or whatever the case is. Thank you for listening. Excuse me. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.